Lucas Taylor and Brandon Marsh were held out for precautionary measures. Nothing more than that. It's a coaching decision. And when they're, you know, fully ready and healthy and we feel good about where they're at, they'll be out here on the practice field.
You did show up this morning.
Yeah. No, there's no issues whatsoever. This was just a decision we made as an organization. And when he's ready to go and we feel comfortable with that, I'm talking about both players, Lucas and Brandon, then they'll be out here. He'll be around, but when he's healthy and we feel comfortable with him, he'll be out there.
Did he just not respond very well yesterday with the hip and all that?
Not that at all. Like I said, it's just something we decided on with both players. And then when they're, you know, we feel like they're good and ready to go and they feel comfortable, you know, with what's sore, then we'll be out here.
Any kind of timetable?
No timetable. When they're healthy and ready, they'll be out here.
Making progress with Moreno and Ayers and their representatives?
Hopefully. You know, at this time it's a little slow, but you know, we're in constant communication and trying to work towards a resolution to get both players in here as fast as possible. I think that benefits them and it obviously benefits, you know, our team.
How frustrating is it dealing, having to wait, knowing
I think, you know, those of us who've been around these kind of things in the past, I mean, they tend to work themselves out, and that's what we expect with both Noshan and Robert. And I'm sure that both of those players are very eager to be in here, and we're eager to get them in here and coach them. So no frustration. Like I said, it's just once we get to Thursday and Friday and we start missing valuable meetings and times and reps, then I think it'll matter a little bit more. Yeah. Oh yeah, he was here yesterday morning. He did great. And nothing to add about that. He did fine with the conditioning run. And
so what's the issue to practice?
Just like I said, it's just a coaching decision in terms of, you know, some soreness with he and Lucas. We're just holding them out, and when they're ready and we feel like they're ready and able to come out here and practice the way we want them to practice, you know, relative to their what's sore on their bodies, then we'll have them out here.
Are you talking about his hip?
Nope, I'm not talking about what body part it is or what this or that. There's just a little soreness, residual soreness, and whenever he's ready to go, we'll have him out here. I'm not talking about no. He was here this morning, and I talked to him last night, and no, we're everything's fine in that regard, and he's doing everything that he should be doing as one of the players that reported yesterday.
I'm not going to volunteer. You're right.
Josh, have you or the organization decided whether you'll evaluate Mike Vick?
We're always going to try to do what's best for the organization. You know, that could mean it's a player or a situation that we're going to evaluate, but you know, we always are going to try to make sure that we leave no stone unturned. If it means adding a player, we have looked at every player that we feel out there could help us at this time, and we're very happy with the 80 guys we have going to camp right now.
Is he a kind of player that could make an impact in your offense?
You know, I don't know that answer in terms of I've never coached the player. I've never even met the player. I know what his skill set is, a little obviously unique. You know, it was unique when he stopped playing. But, you know, right now we're very content with the situation we have right now.
Would you prefer that he not be in the AFC West if it's not with you?
I know it was we had a chance to play him a couple times when he was in Atlanta, and it's not an easy preparation. It's a very different type of preparation for a quarterback that is that mobile and has that good of an arm. He can do a lot of things that some people can't. So, you know, hey, we want to play whoever's on our schedule, and if he's playing on one of those teams, and we'll get ready to beat him.
But you haven't flatly ruled out that you would take a look at him.
Well, I mean, we always evaluate every player, but we're not bringing him in right now. And you know, we're like I said, we're content with the 80 guys we have coming to camp.